like the young people to come forward, please? Anyone else want to? Okay. I thought I saw Sean here just a second ago. Here he is. All right. The unholy trio is what we got here this morning, huh? Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to ask you a question. This is a big, wide country we live in. In fact, a big, beautiful world. What are some of your favorite places that you visited that are just so supremely beautiful that you can't wait to go back and visit again?
My little world.
What's your little world?
When I get plugged into my Xbox and nobody bothers me.
Your Xbox? I'm talking about this beautiful... What do you want to share? Can you think of some place you'd like to go back to and visit again, or some place that you'd love to see that you haven't been to before? Japan. Well, our son is over in Japan in the military. Well, we can't wait to get over and visit him one day because it is a supremely beautiful culture and beautiful land.
Alaska.
You know what's on my bucket list? I want to go fly fishing for golden trout in Alaska. And someday I'm going to fulfill that.
We're actually going there for my mom's birthday.
Oh my God. Can I come along too? Well, you know, as beautiful as this world is, I've been to Yosemite and I've been to Yellowstone and I've been to so many beautiful places, and God is a marvelous maker of this earth, isn't he? And of the heavens and the stars. But you know, there are some parts of this, there are times when this earth is not quite so beautiful, right? Can you think of a time when it's not particularly beautiful?
Down in Florida.
Well, Florida's beautiful. They got orange groves down there.
Hurricane Irma.
Now, you're talking about my great aunt, Irma? Is that what you're talking about? She was quite the hurricane.
No.
Well, what's a hurricane?
It's whenever...
Tornado.
Well, it's violent weather, isn't it? It's a bad, bad storm, unlike anything you've seen here, right?
Yeah.
In fact, they say that the last time they had a storm this bad, a hurricane this bad, was back in 1960, Hurricane Donna. Back then, they named all the hurricanes after women because men were never angry and violent like that, you know, but they named it after women. Well, now they got smart and they've got men and women. But Hurricane Donna in 1960 knocked down all the trees in our backyard. That's how bad it was.
Hurricane Harvey.
Hurricane Harvey? I haven't heard of Hurricane Herman yet.
Harvey.
That was 2 weeks ago. And then there's a hurricane that's still on the wing. That's right behind this one. So there are times you look at the world and you can see it. It's violent and dangerous. If you lived at the base of a volcano and all of a sudden you started to see it spewing smoke and everything, you'd want to get out of there in a hurry, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. If God made this beautiful world we live in, right? Is God responsible for sending hurricanes and tornadoes and tsunamis? You know what a tsunami is?
Yes.
Yeah, it's big waves, and people can die in an instant. So do you think God is responsible for that?
It depends.
Yes, maybe. Well, I'm going to tell you what I believe. I don't believe God's responsible for that. You know, we just happen to live in a world that has forces, and sometimes these forces in which we live in, things collide, and things don't work, I'd say, the way that God originally intended it to. And you have things like tornadoes and tsunamis and hurricanes and sinkholes. But you know what God does promise? God promises us this, that when we do find ourselves in a very, very dangerous situation, like some of the people are finding down in Florida, some of the people in the Caribbean, some of these islands were wiped out pretty bad. God didn't want that to happen, I don't believe. But God promises that He will give us strength and courage to endure whatever trials, whatever difficult times come our way. He says, I am going to walk through that time with you, and I'm going to give you strength, and I'm going to help you. That doesn't sound like a God who caused all these things, does it? I want you to remember that our God is a loving God, a good God, who promises that he will never leave us. He will never reject or abandon us. He will walk with us through life with one hand in his, no matter how dangerous the situation may sometimes become. So we can always take confidence in knowing he is always with us. Okay? Okay, let's all hold hands. Ready to pray? Gracious God, thank you for the world that we live in. Thank you for not just the beauty, but for knowing that at times when the earth is not so beautiful, that it can become a very foreboding and dangerous place, that you are still with us. And we know that we never have to be afraid. We never have to feel rejected. We never have to feel alone, because you walk beside us. You're with us always. You're with us in and through your church, through our families, and through our friends. Thank you for your faithfulness that we just sung about. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.